Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 59 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is He is a Jealous God. Deuteronomy 4:23 through 24 says, "Take care, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make a carved image, the form of anything that the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." Deuteronomy 32:16 says, "They stirred him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger." Exodus 20:5-6 says, "You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments." Our text today is Joshua 24:19-24. "But Joshua said to the people, 'You are not able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good.' And the people said to Joshua, 'No, but we will serve the Lord.' Then Joshua said to the people, 'You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve him.' And they said, 'We are witnesses.' He said, 'Then put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel.' And the people said to Joshua, 'The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey.'" Joshua made a profound statement to Israel in verse 19. "You are not able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God." "He is a holy God" means that God is one of a kind, and there is no other God like him. None of the idols that they were tempted to bow down to could compare with the one true holy God. When Joshua said, "You are not able to serve the Lord," many theologians believe that Joshua was emphasizing the fact that Israel failed to recognize God's unique character from the gods they had known. David Guzik uses these words to explain Joshua 24:19. Joshua is not trying to discourage their faith, but trying to discourage a light commitment to following the Lord. They need to be reminded that they are serving God under a covenant that promised they would be cursed for disobedience. Joshua told the people that God was a holy and jealous God. Since God was holy, he was the only one worthy to be served. Since God was a jealous God, he would be angry if his children love false gods while they claim to love him. Colin Peckham explains God's jealousy as follows. Joshua was saying that if they were serving their idols, it was impossible for them to serve the Lord as well. To serve him is to discard all other gods. If he is served, no one or nothing else can be served. It is all or nothing. Israel must give themselves altogether to God or not at all. God said, "You shall have no other gods before me." Considering the words of warning found in Joshua 24:19-24, Alan Redpath says, "I remember hearing Dr. Graham Scroggie say on one occasion, 'All Christians have eternal life. Not all Christians have abundant life. There can be life without health. There can be movement without any progress. There may be war, but defeat. We may serve, but never succeed. We may try, but never triumph. And the difference all along the line is the difference between possessing life and experiencing life more abundantly. The abundant life is simply the fullness of life in Jesus Christ, made possible by his death and resurrection, and made real by the incoming of the Holy Spirit. That is the abundant life. The trouble with so many of us is that we are on the right side of Easter, but the wrong side of Pentecost. The right side of pardon, but the wrong side of power. We are justified, but we are not sanctified. It's not enough to say that we are forgiven. We're also called, says the book, unto holiness. Many people became giants with God only because they obeyed God. Satan blinds the minds of Christian people to the reality of this and makes them content with half and half salvation. Many people have found God's abundant life only because they obeyed God, waited on him, and claimed what he had promised in his book. They are the exceptions. What a tragic commentary on the rest of us. God has no favorites, but he has an experience for us as high and different from the average Christian level of the wilderness life as conversion was above the life that you lived before you were saved. We need not wait for God. He is waiting for us. Joshua said to his people, "Then put away the foreign gods that are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel." Questions. How can you fully live out the abundant life that God has planned for you? How does God's holiness inspire you to follow him more? What does God being a jealous God have to do with your commitment to him? What reason would you ever have to follow anything or anyone but the Lord your God? Explain how you struggle with following the ways of the world. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the abundant life that you offer us. Teach us how to embrace it fully so that we can live into your best for us and experience what it means to be holy as you are holy. In Christ's name, amen. Mm-hmm.